Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. When Jesus was here on earth, He went around teaching and healing, and that has been recorded in the Bible. He taught us great things. He did great things. We can rejoice in that. But you know what? As great as those things are that He did on this earth, when we get to heaven, we will be filled with wonder and awe at how much more amazing it will be to see Jesus. Boys and girls, we are talking today about some nature things. That sounds pretty neat, right? Well, we are going to get started in just a minute, but let's bow our heads and pray that God's Spirit will be with us. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to pray for your wisdom, for your love from on high, for your Spirit to help us and teach us what you want us to learn today. In Jesus' name, amen. Has anyone ever told you that even though there are millions of leaves on a tree, and even bushes, each leaf, even on the same tree, is different from the other leaves? Yeah, they're all different. Now, what about zebras? Have you heard that zebra stripes are all different? The patterns are different? There are no two zebras that are the same. Did you know that there's no two snowflakes that are exactly alike? I used to live in Michigan, and we got a lot of snow. And so when the snow would come down, sometimes there would be little tiny snowflakes. Sometimes there would be big, huge, puffy snowflakes. There are all different kinds of snowflakes, but no two snowflakes are exactly the same. It's the same with people. Can you think of any other child who's exactly like you? Now, there might be some people that look like you. Like, I have somebody who looks like me, or I look like her. I don't know which one. But she travels around quite a bit with her husband, and people will walk up to her and say, "Hey, you remind me of someone." And she'll smile, and she'll be like, "Do you know Miss Katie?" And they'll be like, "Oh, that's it. That's who you remind me of." And she's like, "Yeah, we get that a lot." She has been at different churches, and my friends will say, "Hey, I didn't get to talk to you, but you were at this church." And I'm like, no, actually, that's my lookalike. But we're not exactly the same. We may look similar, but we're not the same. Now, what about twins? Have you seen twins who are identical? Identical twins look so much alike that it's really hard to tell them apart. But their mothers can always find little ways to know which one is which. It might be a birthmark, or maybe a mole, or freckles, or the way that their head is shaped. There are no two people in the world who are exactly alike. Each person is special. You're special. I'm special. each one of us is valuable and special to Jesus. You know, Jesus didn't want people to all be the same. So each person that has ever lived is different from any other person who has ever lived. He likes variety. Have you noticed in all of the different animals, some look really funny and some don't, and some are big and some are tiny, and some crawl and some swim and some run? There is so much variety. That's what Jesus likes. He loves differences. He really enjoys that. Now, do you think that people who are different from each other, do you think that they always get along? Do they always think the same things? Do they always have the same likes or dislikes? No, we are different even in the things that we like or that we don't like. Perhaps we like the same food. Perhaps we don't like the same food. I really like onions. I like to put onions on salads and on pizza and on sandwiches. But you know what? My boys, they don't really like onions. And we're in the same family. Can you believe that? They have different preferences on what they like and what they don't like. Well, because we're all naturally selfish, we might think that other people should automatically like what we like and that they should want to do what we want to do. But that's not how it happens. It doesn't just happen automatically. We don't just all like the same thing or all want to do the same thing automatically. It's only by Jesus being in our hearts, giving us the Holy Spirit, that we can learn to love each other, even if we're different from each other. Boys and girls, this is such a big lesson for what is going on in our world today. There are many people that think that it's not fair that others don't believe the way that they do, and they want to force them to believe and to think the way they do. There are many governments who decide, you know what, we're going to make the rules and we're going to decide what people should think and what they shouldn't and what they should do and what they shouldn't. And if they don't like that, then they're going to have to go to prison. There are many countries like that where people don't have the freedom to have differences in what they think and what they do. And did you know that as a Christian, it can be easy to say, you know, those people aren't Christians, so I want nothing to do with them. I'll just do things with my friends who are Christians. But that's not what Jesus wants for us. Jesus wants to live in our hearts. He wants His Holy Spirit to help us to love each other, even if we're different from each other. I want us to look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 11. 1 John chapter 4, verse 11. Now, this is not John chapter 4. That's Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. That's the Gospel, John. This is 1 John. It's toward the back of the New Testament, 1 and 2 Peter, 1 and 2, 3 John, and then Jude and Revelation. So it's right before Jude and Revelation. Let's go to 1 John. Now, it might be kind of easy to get 1, 2, and 3 John mixed up. So make sure that there's a 1 in front of that John. You don't want it to be a 2 or a 3. 1 John, and then once you find 1 John, then we're going to find chapter 4. And once you find chapter 4, then you're going to look down for those little numbers, verse 11. Now, if you need more time, you can just pause this recording and find it and then press play when you're ready again, okay? 1 John chapter 4, verse 11. Here is what it says.
Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
Who showed us love? God did. God so loved us. And then He wants us to be like Him. So then how should we also act towards others? We should love them too. We should look for ways to help them, to encourage them, to be kind, to be loving to them. That's what Jesus wants. And that's what these disciples and the new believers were doing. They had God's Holy Spirit in their hearts, and they were loving each other and loving those around them. The people that heard the disciples preach and then followed Jesus were doing just that. They all helped each other. They all loved each other. They put each other first. there's a really neat quote from Christ Object Lessons, and here's what it says. What is needed is the love of Christ in the heart. Is that what we need? Is Christ's love in our heart? Yeah. And then listen to this part. When self, that means ourselves, is merged in Christ, love springs forth spontaneously. Do you know what spontaneously means? It means it's not forced. It just kind of happens. For example, we were driving home from canvassing one summer evening, and it was really dark out because it was like 9:30 at night. We were headed back after selling Christian books door to door, and as we're driving back to where we were staying, there were these massive fields of sod. Do you know what sod is? It's basically a lawn farm. So they have these huge fields where they grow grass for people's lawns, for their yards, and then they go through and they cut up this grass and put it down in the yards of these new houses, and then they have a nice yard. Well, this is a sod farm, and so we were driving along field after field after field of this grass, and we were teenagers, and we felt like being a little silly and a little goofy, and so we said, pull over the car, let's go out and roll in the grass. And so our leader did. He pulled over the car, and we all piled out of the car, pitch black, on these backcountry roads in central California, and we ran over to these fields of grass, and we spontaneously rolled around in the grass just to be funny and just for ha-has. And then after a couple of minutes, we jumped back up and ran and jumped in the car and kept going. We didn't pick any grass. We didn't do anything. We just rolled in the grass and then jumped back in the car and kept going. That was spontaneous. It wasn't planned. It's not like we said, okay, tonight at 9:30 on our way home, we're going to pass some fields of grass that we will stop and pull over and roll around in and then get back in the car and go home. That's not what we did. It was one of those spontaneous things. We're like, hey, let's do this. We've never done it before. Come on. And that's what we did. When we are connected to Jesus, to Christ, when ourselves are merged with Him, then love in our hearts will spring forth spontaneously. We will automatically have love without trying, without working for it. We will have it in our hearts. Do you want that love today, boys and girls? I do. I want myself, my whole heart, to be merged with Christ so that everything I do is in love for Him. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, we want to have Your love in our hearts. We want to be spontaneous. And we don't want to plan love. We want love to happen because You are working in us and through us. We open our hearts to You. Come in and live inside of us. In Jesus' name, amen. It's our last day for our memory verse song, isn't it? Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Let's sing it together.
Acts 4, 31.
When they had prayed, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. When they had prayed,
they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
And they spoke the word of God with boldness.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.